This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Democracy has prevailed. That was the message President-elect Joe Biden delivered to the American people on Monday evening. His primetime address from his home state of Delaware came after the Electoral College formally certified his win in the 2020 presidential election. The former vice president is aiming to guide Americans past the tumult of the campaign and President Donald Trump's refusal to accept defeat. President-elect Biden says what beats deep in the hearts of the American people is this: democracy. He is preparing to assume the presidency on January 20th. The U.S. coronavirus vaccination campaign has begun. The first people received the vaccine on Monday morning. Pfizer Incorporated and partners have delivered the frozen vials to 141 of the 145 targeted locations during day one of the rollout. That's according to the Health and Human Services Department spokeswoman. Healthcare facilities in American Samoa, the U.S. Virgin Islands, the Northern Mariana Islands, and Guam are still awaiting supplies. More than a third of the world's population has not received government aid during the coronavirus pandemic. This information was released Monday by Oxfam, the Nairobi, Kenya-based charity. Oxfam analyzed World Bank data and found that $9.8 trillion of aid was spent by 36 wealthy nations. 59 low-income countries spent $42 billion to cope with the economic fallout of the pandemic. It also found that rich countries have spent at the rate of $695 per person, whereas low-income and emerging countries have spent at a per capita rate of between $28 to as low as $4.